Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Need to Nerd podcast. I'm your host, Easy, and I'm joined by my co-host, a man who literally beat me with a fantasy team named after our show today, Patty B. MTG.
Yes, that is a thing that happened last year. And I think we are on consecutive weeks of starting with a fantasy thing, but that makes sense.
No, so, that's okay. This part of the
it show. Tracks.
We'll get into this.
Yeah.
So this week we'll have a fantasy clip in a second, but I want to give a small warning for this episode. Because of what the episode is, I think that this series will probably have some A words in it, and some other light cusses. So like, if you don't want your kids to hear that, don't. Or if you're under the age of 13, like, I don't know, this might not be the episodes for you. We're talking about Cobra Kai, the series. We're only talking about season one this time, but there will be, I think the show is not for children, which a lot of our content, I think, you know, a lot of kids can watch it, right? This one I would say is you know, it's at least PG, so a little parental guidance warning. That being sure. said, you know, I love Vinnie Gorman. I think he's a pretty great guy. Does anyone in the world make worse trade requests than Vinnie Gorman, Patty B?
I've seen some pretty raunchy ones online, right? Like,
not in our leagues.
Pretty foul. Not in our leagues. No, for our leagues. Yeah. That it's been Vinnie.
What is happening, Vinny?
I've seen some pretty horrendous trades. Sorry.
Call you out on my podcast. All right. So it's revenge week for me. I wanted to bring this up on the show. I want literally all of your wife's player to come down with food poisoning.
Oh, yeah. You play my wife this week.
Yeah. Huh. So Shelby.
Oh, I play Vinny. So
Shelby, coming for you. Coming for you. If you want to join fantasy basketball, I'll be starting up a league soon. I'm trying to find the best way to do it. There are kind of a couple of options that I've heard about, whether it's taking the average of players throughout the week, taking their best game throughout the week. But I do plan on doing fantasy basketball as well. That will be done in the Discord. And if you want to support this kind of content, head on over to patreon.com/easygamemedia and support the show right there.
Done fantasy basketball, but that sounds really fun.
Dude, you down? Because we're not going to be able to join the Jazz this year, so we might as well do something else, man.
Exactly. Good Lord.
Nerd fact of the week. Every week on the show, we like to talk about something, give you a fact about either the thing that we're talking about or something really fun. And I did not know this. I did know, everyone knows the other one, Patty, but I'll say them both. Everyone knows the other one. Cobra Kai actually only happened because the creators saw the success of Fuller House. They only pulled the trigger because Fuller House worked. That was mind-blowing to me.
It tracks, though, right? Like, 80s hit thing, right? Doing, like, a revisit to those characters, right? Like, that makes tons of sense. Like, as far as, like, seeing Fuller House and then, you know, thinking, oh, why don't we do one about the Karate Kid series?
Can I give a hot take?
Sure.
The Carly Rae Jepsen intro for Fuller House is way better than the OG Fuller House intro.
I've not seen Fuller House. Was not a huge Full House fan as growing up. Right?
Just saying. I'm just dropping knowledge, man. Just dropping
Stamos is a babe, but, you know, that's...
He's apparently got a major fear of little people.
Oh.
He's got a phobia of dwarfism, and there was this time where Bob Saget, rest in peace, they were going to see this comedian who happened to be a dwarf, and Bob Saget goes backstage and, like, tells him, he's like, dude, you have to meet John Stamos. And this dwarf is like, oh, I'm a huge fan of John Stamos. He says, no, you don't understand. He's going to freak out. And this comedian is like, oh, yeah, that sounds real fun. Like, that sounds great. So.
That's amazing.
Yeah, fun fact. Other fun fact about Cobra Kai, Never Die. Started off as a YouTube Red series. I knew this. I actually watched it on YouTube Red.
I did not watch it on YouTube Red. I saw that, and that, like, I watched the first two episodes on YouTube Red. Did not have YouTube Red. Then went over to Netflix where it was bought. So that was cool. Remember when YouTube Red was a thing?
YouTube Live is still a thing. Actually, okay. For fun fact, for a while, this podcast actually got YouTube Red ad revenue because they were sharing that ad revenue across stuff, but YouTube Red doesn't exist anymore, so.
Yeah. That's all.
You know how we get revenue now is our sponsor, Anchor. This podcast uses Anchor to distribute to all of its platforms. It's the easiest way to make and distribute a podcast. Check them out over at anchor.fm. With that being said, let's go to our main topic. It is, in fact, The Karate Kid, the real Karate Kid, if you ask my friend Barney Stinson. That's right. We're talking about Cobra Kai and the legend of Johnny Lawrence.
34 years after the events of the 1984 All-Valley Karate Tournament, a down-and-out Johnny Lawrence seeks redemption by reopening the infamous Cobra Kai Dojo, reigniting his rivalry with a now successful Danny LaRusso. Danny sells cars. Johnny hangs TV. But they are both ready to kick ass.
Honestly,
was that everything you wanted and more?
It was. It was everything I wanted and more.
All right.
When this show... So for those who know, I'm actually a huge How I Met Your Mother fan. We've actually never done How I Met Your Mother on the show. It felt a little more pop culture-y and not as, like, nerdy, right? So It wasn't one of the things that, you know, we've done on the show before. But I love How I Met Your Mother. I've probably seen every episode of How I Met Your Mother more than 10 times. It is, like, my go-to in-the-background comfort show when I do anything. For a long time, it was that. For years, for like 6 years, like, it was a long time. And because of that, this show and the premise of the show really excited me. For those who don't know, it is a running gag that Barney Stinson does not view, Danny LaRusso as the champion. He thinks LaRusso used an illegal kick. The badass Karate Kid is, in fact, Johnny Lawrence. And it has been a long time discussion, kind of about what the Karate Kid did well and what it did kind of poorly as far as a story perspective, because, and we'll get into it during some of our favorite moments, but like my first memories of this were really, I was really excited to see this character brought back. And originally that was going to be the whole show. It was just going to be Johnny Lawrence. They changed it to make Johnny Lawrence the main character and Daniel LaRusso kind of like the secondary protagonist. But I don't know, like my first memories of this were just excitement. I was a pretty big fan of Karate Kid and Karate Kid 2. Disney used to do Disney Channel back in the day did these like Karate Kid weekends all the time where they would like show all the Karate Kids back to back to back to back. And I probably watched The Karate Kid like 50 times as a kid. Like I watched it a lot of times. So this was really exciting for me. My first memories of like watching the show were, I don't want to get into like spoilers of the show, but it was very much like, I really loved the kind of the yin and yang that they presented, the mirror images that they presented. I don't know. I thought they just did a really good job with season one. I don't know. What about you, Patty?
Yeah, season one felt really good. It was nice to see like the kind of just slightly off or twisted like version of Miyagi and Daniel-san. So, and just kind of seeing how like the progression of this character, right, who was this you know, bully, like, back in high school, but, like, just kind of down on his luck dude, hanging TVs, like, odd jobs, you know, finds his love for karate again, and, you know, has those same kind of, you know, tropes and things that occurred with, you know, Dr. or Miyagi and Daniel. Yin and yang is a good way to put it.
I'm gonna stop us there. We don't want to get into spoilers. Yeah. If you haven't watched the show yet, I think we're both giving it a thumbs up. Recommend. Start at season one. It's actually a pretty easy binge watch, to be honest. Like, I don't enjoy binge watching shows. This one's really an easy binge watch. Like,
so, fun story. So we're watching season 5 this week, right? Like,
I don't know if I've seen that one, for what it's worth.
What, the new season?
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Yeah. But it's just this show has a way, like, I was supposed to go to bed at, like, midnight, right? We're cutting it off at midnight, right? And then it was just like, but we gotta, like, you gotta watch that next episode. And it really creates that, like, that feeling. You're just like, you have to watch the next one. And I love that.
Yeah, I think this show does a really good job of that. Now, pause the episode, go listen, do what you're going to do. Let's talk about overall impressions. I think Cobra Kai, like, is one of my favorite TV shows right now. I got really busy in life, which is why I'm behind, but I get so excited to watch this show. It does this, like, really amazing job, and honestly, I think it's why I love the show so much, of, like, making sure that you realize the things that Johnny's doing are bad, but it also teaches Johnny, and Johnny, like, gets to improve, and you get to watch a human being improve through the show, and you also get to see kids make mistakes that kids make. You get to, like, it is so cheesy, so fan servicey, and yet really cute and humble, and, like, I don't know, like, they do fan service so well. They do, especially in this season, like, the fan service is great, like, going back and talking about the pool, having, you know, showing the history of Johnny and him making season one through Johnny's eyes. And then, like, I don't know, I'll save some stuff for later in the show, but overall impressions of season one were just like, oh my gosh, like, this is so much better than I could have possibly asked for. Like, this TV show is so much better than the movie. Like, other than Karate Kid 1. Karate 100%. Kid 1 is, like, a fantastic movie. But this movie is, this TV show is, like, actually fantastic. What about you?
Yeah, so, with this show, like, I still haven't seen the third one, right? I haven't seen all of them. I've seen 1 and 2. I guess our wives still haven't seen the original Karate Kid, which is
we're gonna fix that.
Yeah, we're gonna fix that real quick here. But yeah, man, it's so pure, and I really love seeing that journey from the other side of the coin. Yeah, you talked about the mistake that kids make, right? I think, so I watched an interview with Martin Cove, right? He's the actor who plays Johnny Sensei, Lauren, or shoot, what?
Krieg?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, John Kreese, that's right.
It's Kreese, not Krieg, I said it wrong.
Yeah, I was like, oh, got there. But he talked about how, like, in this interview, how when people come up to him now, it's not, he doesn't believe it's a sports movie. Right? That's something that it's not about sports. It's about life and you know, growing up and dealing with those things that happens to have, you know, this discipline, you know, of karate blended in. And I love it.
Yeah, I think that's really great. I think that this show does a really good job. I mean, what's really cool is through all these in the movies, like the stunts were real, right? And in this show, mm-hmm. the stunts are real. Like all of them are real. Mm-hmm. And it is cool. It's really cool. Yeah, that's my takeaway too. Who is your favorite character?
So, this show is chocked full of favorite characters. I get my true favorite character for the series, shows up in season
two. Just season one.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm choosing here. My true favorite character shows up in season two of the whole, like, series. But if we're looking at season one, the growth that Hawk goes through is, you know, I really love that, right? He's this kid who, you know, had issue with his lip, right? He had surgery to fix it, and so he has this, visible mark on his lip.
That scene where he's like, where he calls him Lip, he's like, you can't call him Lip.
Oh, where he calls him Lip.
He talks about how it looks like this is, it's a mark from the surgery. He's like, oh, that's afterwards? Uh-huh. Like, you should sue.
After?
Like,
yeah.
It was so funny in like, and then like Miguel having to teach Johnny was
right.
Like, dude, you can't do that.
Right, just like trying to show him how to be like socially acceptable and like work in society now.
But also like there is this amount that I think you're right, like Hawk's growth in this season is actually good growth, right? Like it's
yeah.
like dude, you gotta toughen up. Like you gotta be more than the nerd with the lip thing. And
right.
I'm not saying that Johnny's right, because he's not. But I think that the premise of Johnny is the it's honestly like, as somebody, I'll kind of talk about how like I related to Hawk, because I love Hawk too. Mm-hmm. In that, like, you know, I personally have a lot of mental struggles where like I have my diagnosis is too long to say on the show, but you'd fall asleep by the time I was done saying it. And a huge part of getting over that is realizing that you're more than that thing, right? And mm-hmm. and Hawk needed to realize he was more than the kid with the lip. That's just, he just needed to realize that. And he needed to become that for other people to stop. And I really like that about him. And then you're right. I think his growth did a good job of showing that.
Yeah, he definitely has his ups and downs right throughout the series. But this series, he experiences a lot of good growth and really comes into his own as a, you know, as a character. And he kicks ass. So, like, the Mohawk and the whole back tattoo with the Hawk,
oh
and the Mohawk,
dude.
It's just like, it's the coolest thing.
I've watched every episode of the show except like up to season 5 three times, mm-hmm. and it was not until this time watching, because I watched it for this episode, that I realized mm-hmm. that when he rips off his jersey or his gi and then like mm-hmm. rolls his shoulders so he's flapping the wings, it was the first time I ever noticed, and I was about to bust a gut. It was so funny.
You lost it.
It was so good.
Yeah.
My favorite character this season is Johnny, and I have a lot of reasons why. I think that just like you, Johnny has a lot of growth, right? Like, there's so much that Johnny has wrong about life, and that one of the things that I think happens that's really weird is when people are obstinate, they're obtuse about technology and about the world. And I think Johnny starts to learn a lot through this series. It starts in this season, but it actually continues through the rest of the series, that like, that's just not how life works. Like, you can't just, and you know, you see in a lot of ways that the, you know, a lot, I think about the episodes that Wes and I did about My Hero, where like, you know, there's people talk about the Mineta problem in My Hero. And to me, it's like, no, Mineta serves as an example of how not to act for the viewer, right? And a lot of ways, you see that with Johnny in the show, like, and he's reprimanded again and again and again and again. And even to the point where, like, Johnny has to not be Johnny in order to get Cobra Kai into the tournament. So for me, Johnny's growth in learning to be, I don't know, just a better person made him my favorite character this season.
Yeah, yeah. Johnny's growth is, yeah, that's, he's the hero's arc of this series, right? This series about Johnny, and it's very clear that this is Johnny's show for season one.
You know, we talk about Phoebus storylines. This is typically the segment where we talk about the arc or the moments that really resonated with us the most. I'll go first on this one. I really like the car. I think that using the car to push the story forward happens so many times, from seeing Danny's daughter in the car, and how that impacts relationships with Miguel, with Danny, with her, with his son, with, like, everything. The car getting torched by the cousin, getting a new car and using that test drive to, like, force Danny and Johnny to be together and to, like, have that moment to talk about face. The car served such a huge purpose in this specific season. And the fact that, like, Danny was a car salesman and had a body shop and a repair shop, like, I thought it was a good use of, you know, what is essentially a prop, but something that would be really important to Johnny to, like, force these two together. I thought it was pretty great.
Yeah, it really drives the story along, right? It's a good driver. So,
yeah. I told you this when we do, for those who don't know, Patty and I do commentary together for Magic events, and you can't laugh at your own puns. It's against the rules.
Fine. They're so good. I love them. They're so bad. I love them. Anyways, my favorite storyline, well, I love Hawk, right, and his growth. I kind of talk about Miguel, man. That dude's amazing in this first series. You know, this poor kid, you know, just happens to be living across from Johnny Lawrence, has this, you know, bully issues with his own. Again, another side of the coin of the, you know, the yin and the yang of the original Karate Kid. And where he gets to by the end of this series, right? Like, getting strong, you know, learning that. One of my favorite, I know it's probably good for a love it, but one of my favorite, like, moments, we were watching this last night a little bit too. I think it's in episode 6, after Johnny's not Johnny, right, where he goes and petitions to the board to get them back into the All Valley tournament. And Miguel just has his, you know, first, you know, his successful date with Sam, right? Like, they both come together. It's like, you're the man? You're the man! Just like that, them both being the man. And that was just like, ah, I love that so much.
That was one of my love it's, but it's fine.
Shoot! Oh no!
That's okay. I haven't put it's okay. You're the man. Anyways. You're the man, Abe.
You're the man.
Or Patty. Gosh darn. I was just texting Abe. That's why you don't text in the show. Patty, I love you. I agree. I think that Miguel is so interesting. We'll get into it during my little bits. Go on, though. Is that it?
I mean, that's about it, right? Like, we'll get into a lot of stuff. I think it really comes to a head, right, obviously, at the end of the episode. And that, like, I love the dichotomy, right, between, like, his actual son, Robbie, right, and Miguel. That conflict there it's super interesting to watch, you know, how Johnny's learning how to be a better dad with his student, you know, than his son.
Yeah, so let's go move on to Could Be Better. In this segment, we typically talk about the things that, like, frame them as things that we could do to improve the show, not as, like, I don't know, like, not to bag on the show. I have two. The first is Hawk's abs. I've watched this episode 3 times, but Hawk's abs take me completely out of the show. Like, I understand that it would be weird to, like, airbrush a kid, like, he's a kid, right? And, like, those are his abs, but You cannot convince me that some random kid who has taken up karate for, like, I don't know, like, what, 4 months at this point, like, has short those time. Abs. Like, completely destroyed. Like, there's not a lot of things that can take you out of a show or a movie, right? But, like, the second you see those, you're like, holy crap. Like, and it makes you, like, be like, okay, this is an actor playing a kid. Like, playing this kid. And I wish that they would have just airbrushed them or something. Like, it is. Do you know what I'm talking about? Did you notice?
Not really. It's not something that took me out of the show.
Oh, my gosh. So. It was, I, like, every time it's so freaking jarring. I'm like, well, that's, like, an 8-pack. And, like, that shouldn't be on that 16-year-old.
I mean, you know, people.
I mean, you know what? To be fair, maybe
people can change, especially like around that time of life.
Maybe he did. Maybe he went like all protein and like did it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's not. It could be better. And then I have another one. So it's going to be one of my love it's, and I'll talk about it. But I get it. It's because it's a 10-episode season. But wow, was that too short? Holy crap.
Right.
That was too. So Sam and Miguel get together and break up with, I think, within one episode.
Yes. Because Robbie comes over for sushi.
Yeah, within one episode. I hated it. I think that and one of my love-its is their first date. It is like the cutest, most amazing first date maybe ever put to screen. Oh my god, and we'll talk about it in depth in just a second, but like, come on. I actually remember this being a coup d'etat the first time I watched the show. I was like, really, you're gonna, I might even tweeted about it. I was like, you're gonna really do this after one episode? Like, come on. I thought it was a huge could be better. I'll say this. I think it would have been better for the show to have her rooting for Miguel at the tournament and having her dad root for Robbie at the tournament. I actually think that would have been a more interesting, I think it would have been more interesting for the show.
Yeah,
have her be conflicted. Maybe she likes Robbie too at this point. I don't know. I thought that was a huge could be better. I think that one episode after you make somebody fall in love with a couple like that, and I get it, they're teenagers. Like, you know, they break up every 2 weeks, but too much for me. What about you, Patty?
Yeah, like, there's definitely some speed and pacing issues, right? But as far as, because you're right, it's a 10-episode series, and that was, they didn't know, right, when they made the first, you know, YouTube Red thing, right, that this was going to be this phenomenon sensation that it was, right? So I can understand, like, trying to tell a story, like, another, just a story within the 10 episodes. And then, like, expanding those characters out in later seasons, right? Things change and develop at a slower pace, right? So I can totally see that, but it could be better. There's some, I don't like, his cousin or whatever, just like, his cousin and the other manager guy.
Yeah. So you're talking about, like,
okay. Yeah. Tony and then his, like, manager guy. Here's the thing.
The bully. I'm okay with having bullies, and I think...
Well, not the bullies. Sorry. Did I say that? I said the bullies. I was thinking of the dudes that Robbie was, like, running with.
Oh, no. I actually almost put... That's so funny. Both of your could be betters were almost mine. I was gonna put Tony.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my love-its involves Tony. Here's the thing. I'm not a writer. And I know that it's supposedly bad writing to have people be plot devices. I understand that that's technically bad writing. It's a show about an 80s karate movie. Like, my expectations were so low for this that it's just hard. I agree. I think Tony sucks. I think that, like, he's having a character that's just the butt of jokes and a plot device is bad. I agree.
Sometimes you need it, though.
Like, yeah, it's hard. As far as the guys that Robbie was running with,
just like eating all his food and hanging out his house.
Yeah, I don't know how to fix it. Right, like,
right.
I unless you make Robbie do. I think the problem with it is that what they're asking Robbie to do is so unreasonable for like a 17-year-old kid to be involved in.
Get the code and unlock the thing.
Yeah,
and
go that, steal a bunch that of stuff part's
the,
weird.
Stuff in the, yeah.
So I think that what they like how they handled Robbie's character is the real could be better, not the characters that he's. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I guess I should
because he kind of like.
I guess I
he kind of has to run with a bad
be
crowd.
Though.
Yeah, he kind of has to run with a bad crowd to like show that he's not in not in a good spot.
Yeah.
Right. Like that's part of. That's part of his character, but I don't know. Just the execution on the crowd was.
To be fair, though, I shouldn't correct your could be better, but I wanted to ask you about
right.
it. Like,
sure.
I think that I agree that, like, it just doesn't make sense for him to be with these people. So.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Lovitz, though. And Patrick, why don't you go first?
Yeah. So, Miguel's grandma is the best. She did definitely like, I feel like I, knowing, some Hispanic folks that just, man, she's like the perfect grandma. And I love that she's like all in and like hiding his like fighting and, initially when mom's not on board with it. Right. And is just like his biggest supporter in the final episode of the season. She's great. And the Deadpool costume. We'll make you a Deadpool costume.
I was
just
huge.
A sheet.
I like when she's like her daughter's like, "How are you so calm?" She's like, if he wins or loses, it'll be a learning lesson. And then there's like a deadpan silence for like maybe a full second or two. She goes, "Oh, and I smoked a joint before we came."
Yeah, that too. It's California. It's legal over there. You get to do that. And then my next love it is the music, right? Obviously, it's the, it's a karate show. But
you
about
a classic
something
rock
80s
fan?
Thing. I do. I rock with classic rock.
I am like a total 2000s like pop punk dude. So like, oh man, we have to do an episode on Stick It. Have
fun,
you seen Stick
fun,
It?
Fun fact, Stick It. I don't think I have.
Putting it on the docket.
That's going on there. For what it's worth, I think we should do a How I Met Your Mother, just like one episode on it. It's hard to do one episode on a huge series like that, but I think we should talk about it sometime. Tell us what you think. And then, so fun fact about the music and classic rock. So you're a 2000 guy. I listen to the Top Gun soundtrack on my way to Magic tournaments, like when I really like need to, do that. Obviously, and fun fact: this cast, when they're not like filming and stuff, they play Magic. Like they're big Commander players behind the scenes. So
that's dope.
I love that too.
So first of all. That first date, like the whole sequence, the whole thing is so good.
Yes.
That whole episode is just like, what episode is it? Is it episode 8?
I think it's season 5.
No, it's not season 5.
Or no, episode 5.
It could
or
be.
5 or 6.
Is it episode 6?
It's in the
6.
Middle. Oh yes. Okay. So 5. I have the like Netflix up here. So 5 is when Kyler betrays Sam. Miguel stands up for her at school, and then episode 6. I think that is what we watched last night. Yeah. Where?
No, I don't think it can't be episode 6, man. Now we got
7. All valid.
It is 7. Wait, what?
Because it is episode. It's episode 7. Because that's when.
When he goes to the thing. Sure.
When he goes to the karate board.
Yeah.
They go on their date.
The whole episode is fantastic. You talked about a huge moment, like when he's like, "I'm the man. Are you the man? Are you the man? Are you? I'm the man. Are you the man?" Like, it's so great. And then
he gives him whiskey.
Was it whiskey or bourbon?
Bourbon, whiskey, bourbon.
I guess it's the same thing. I drink brandy, folks. Come on, I'm classy. Right.
Johnny's not.
It is this, like, Romeo-Juliet cuteness, like, I loved it. I loved it. For those who don't know, I'm a huge, huge fan of, like, teen rom-coms. It makes me feel young again and reminds me of, like, what it was like to be young and in love. And, like, that first date was amazing. It was amazing. Like, her dad took her there as a kid. She kicks his butt in karate, and then she kisses him. Like, the whole thing was so good. Oh, man. I loved it. I loved it so much. I love the mirror.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, and that he got the idea to take her there from, you know, Sensei. I think he was going to take her somewhere else. He's like, no, take her here. You want to be cool?
It's so funny. He was going to take her to do all these things that her old best friend told him to do.
Right.
Instead, he takes her to where Johnny says, and it happens that Johnny took all of his first dates there. I'm pretty sure that Danny took Allie there in The Karate Kid.
I think so.
It's just fantastic. My next love it is just the mirror aspect. Actually promotional material that shows this really well. You really see a lot of, like, what Danny would be like if he had been in Cobra Kai, and what Johnny would be like if he had been in Miyagi-Do in this show. I think that we'll get into this later. I hate Robbie as a character. I just don't enjoy Robbie. I think that he... We'll get into it in other seasons, but, like... I'm not saying... Sorry, let me say this differently. I hate Robbie's character. I don't hate Robbie as a character.
His mom's not great.
He's better in the future episodes. In, like, the late episodes, but...
Yeah.
It's hard to not see kind of, like, what they were going for in season one, right? Like, you very much see this troubled kid with not a great parenting situation in Miyagi-Do. You very much see this, I mean, this brown kid that moved to the area that, like, needed an outlet, that got bullied in Cobra Kai, and it just flips the script, and you also get to see Johnny's perspective. Like, it is, I loved it. I wanted to be Daniel LaRusso so much as, like, a little kid. And then, as I got older, I actually started to agree with people about, like, you know what? Why is Daniel butting in? You know, like, as you become an adult, you realize, like, I mean, first of all, like, I think it's funny, right? Because, like, teenagers suck, right? So, like...
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry. I know so many of our listeners are teenagers. I actually know the demographics of the show. I'm not saying that you personally suck. I want to be clear.
Collectively. Like, as a group.
It is so hard to be a teenager. It is...
Right.
It is a different kind of hard than anything else you ever go through in your whole life. Ever. Like, I think for me, from what I've seen in my time on Earth, the hardest parts of life are being, like, I don't know, like, preschool to, like, second grade, and then a teenager, and then, like, late life. Like, being old just sucks. And those are the hardest times.
Actual old.
Yeah, like actually, like, I now, my kids are talking about taking my driver's license away old. Just, like, that sounds... I'll talk about it really quick. Like, you go through your whole life in different stages, right? Like, you from that first age that I'm talking about, right? That young preschool to second grade, you're trying to figure out the way to not only just get what you want, but like, you're going through these huge growth spurts, your body's changing all the time. And these are like really the three stages that your body changes the most. By the time that you're a teenager, your hormones are off the charts, just like when you were 2 years old. Like, you're to the level at, like, you know, we've all seen like a kid go from 2 years old to 5 years old, and you're like, you are a different human being now. You grew a full other person in this time. When you're a teenager, it happens again, right? Like, you gain 40 pounds in, like, you know, 2 years. It's like, it is literally putting another person attached to you. Your hormones change. You go through puberty. It's rough. And the other thing is like, when you go through those type of changes, we won't get too far into this podcast, but, like, your brain's not... You can't comprehend what's happening to you. For what it's worth, nobody can. Like, you're just an individual person on their own individual level. And this show does a really good job of talking about that. And, you know, we talked about that earlier in the show, where it's like, it shows how teenagers make mistakes. And honestly, it's really important to do it. Like, you need to do it. You, like, otherwise, later, like, your 20s will be really hard. I think this show does such a good job of showing that. I really like, it's not in here, but there's this whole scene where they go and get vodka and stuff for this high school party. Mm-hmm. I do not endorse this, but I want to be honest with the podcast listener, and we'll probably get demonetized. First time I drank, I was, I think 18 years old, maybe 19. I was right out of high school, or like still in my super senior year. And it was with a bunch of high school kids. And this show does a really good job of showing why that's just stupid. Like, and I don't know. I respect the show for being honest. Like, it shows Miguel when he's drunk as being an idiot. It shows Sam lying and why that's stupid. It shows Robbie and with those friends and like why that's stupid. It does a really good job of letting people make mistakes, showing why they're mistakes, but letting the characters move past them. The exception being Hawk. It does not do a good job of painting Hawk in that light. But also, I think that sometimes you have to swing the pendulum really hard one way to get to the next point.
Yep.
100%. And then Amanda talking to her mother-in-law. This will only make sense to our older listeners. But, oh my gosh, thank you for telling her to shut up.
Yep.
Like, oh my goodness. Just shut up. Just shut up. I loved it. I especially loved when she's like, she doesn't mean it. When Danny says she doesn't mean it, she's like, yes, I do. I'm specifically telling you to shut up and butt out. Just don't. It's none of your business. It's my business. Literally my business. Don't interfere anymore. I don't want it. And it's like, it is setting a boundary, and it teaches us that setting a boundary is good, and I loved it.
Yep. Yeah, that's... I can see that. Fortunately, I'm lucky that I have a good relationship with my... you know, in-laws, and I haven't had to deal with that.
I just mean with people, like,
sure,
people in
just like, setting a boundary.
Yeah,
sure, that makes sense.
My mother-in-law's great. She's my wife's best friend.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's hard with any. Actually, I'll just say this: it is hard with people as their kids get older. Whether it's your parents, whether it's your in-laws, whether it's your grandparents, whoever it is, it can sometimes be hard to set those boundaries, right? Because, like, They grew up. They saw your butt, you know, when they changed your diaper. They seen your booty. And it's hard to then be like, hey, I don't have the same booty anymore. And now I get to make my own decisions as I sit on my booty. And you need to respect that. You can laugh at my jokes.
Definitely.
You can laugh at my jokes. You can laugh at your own jokes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I was curious where you're going to go with the booty thing and how to carry the booty through it.
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, a lot of my decisions are made on my booty, Patrick.
Yeah. I wouldn't have it any other way.
How would you rate it on a scale of 0 to 5? We've never had a 0. I don't think we ever will.
Yeah.
Come on, give me
it's a score. It's a five.
I think it's a 4.5. So I can't give it a 5. It's pretty close.
Because of Hawk's abs. Is that why you won't give it a 5?
Here's the thing, man. Like, if they made the one change that I'll give it a 5. I will give it a 5. But that Sam Miguel thing is stupid. It's stupid. Yeah. You cannot make me fall in love with a couple and then end their relationship one episode later. It might be 2 episodes now that I'm thinking about it. Because I think they have a full episode where he hears her talking. But you already know they're going to break up then. Like, it just... It was... I don't know. I'll give it a 5, though. It easily vaulted this show into a lot of people's, like, oh, this is, like, good. Like, this is actually good television. I think a huge part of that is Zappo and or it's not Zappo. What's I just said his name wrong.
The writers are really great.
I wasn't talking about even the writer. I mean, they're obviously fantastic. I was talking about Zabka. I was talking about William Zabka and Ralph.
Oh, Macchio. Billy Zabka. Yeah.
Yeah. I just both of them crushed it. I think Mary Mouser, who plays Sam, crushed it. I think that. Mm-hmm.
Zolo
absolutely destroyed it. Yeah. So that is going to do it for this week's episode. If you liked it, don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a comment. Those YouTube comments help a ton. Those subscriptions and the ratings on things like iTunes or Apple Podcasts mean a lot. Check out the rest of the Heezy Game Media Network, whether it's the Magic the Gathering stuff. I'll be doing videos here on the YouTube channel again soon. And, you know, Patty B and I do Magic the Gathering content together all the time in the form of the Game Grid Lehigh 1K Plus series. So check that out. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. Patty B, I will trade you for a running back right after the show.
Cool.
Cobra Kai, never die.
Wow.